Good morning. It's Friday, August 21st, and this is Mamu Nazim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the FBI says it has stopped an alleged plot to bomb New York's state capitol. Federal agents arrested 35-year-old Jessica Bowie of Albany on Wednesday, accusing her of planning an attack intended to kill lawmakers. Prosecutors allege Bowie had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State and repeatedly surveilled the capitol. According to the criminal complaint, she discussed the plot with undercover FBI agents and allegedly told them she wanted to destroy as much of the building as possible. Agents supplied her with a fake bomb and defective firearm before her arrest. Investigators also say she bought potential bomb-making materials and carried a written oath of allegiance to IS New York Governor Kathy Hochul, thanked the FBI and state police, saying security measures had been strengthened amid rising threats against public officials. Another news. The Trump administration wants to dramatically expand America's commercial space industry. President Donald Trump has signed a memorandum directing federal agencies to identify government land for new launch and re-entry sites and speed up permitting for private companies. The White House wants the U.S. to support at least 1,000 commercial launches and re-entries annually by 2030, compared with 178 launches last year. The policy also calls for commercial transportation to the moon and supports Trump's goal of returning American astronauts there by 2028. White House science advisor Michael Kratsios said the policy positions America to lead what he called the next era of space. SpaceX already dominates the U.S. commercial launch market, completing 170 launches in 2025. The administration also wants a new federal re-entry site identified within 90 days. Around the world, a major diplomatic rift is growing over Israel's plans for new settlements in the occupied West Bank. Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and Canada have jointly condemned Israel's decision to open tenders for 1,234 homes in the strategically sensitive E1 area east of Jerusalem. The countries called the project unacceptable and urged Israel to withdraw the plans immediately. The United Nations has also warned that the development could threaten the possibility of a contiguous Palestinian state. The Israeli government approved thousands of homes in the area last year, and Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich said the project would help erase the idea of a Palestinian state. Opponents say construction in E1 could divide the West Bank and isolate East Jerusalem. Bidding is scheduled to close in October, shortly before Israel's general election. Another news. Germany is reporting its highest number of heat-related deaths in years as Europe endures another punishing summer. Around 14,000 people in Germany are estimated to have died from heat-related causes this summer, according to the Robert Koch Institute. About 9,600 of those deaths occurred during a single week in late June, when temperatures exceeded 40 degrees Celsius. The Institute said older people, particularly those over 75, accounted for the largest share. Spain has recorded nearly 4,500 heat-related deaths since June, while France has reported more than 7,300 excess deaths. Experts stress that heat is often not listed directly on death certificates because it can worsen existing medical conditions. Germany's previous official record was about 8,900 heat-related deaths in 2018. The extreme heat has also fueled wildfires, damaged crops, and reduced river levels used for shipping. Another news. A boat disaster in northwestern Nigeria has left dozens dead, with many victims believed to be children. At least 46 people died after a boat capsized in Sokoto State, according to police. Authorities believe more than 70 people were aboard, while 16 survivors have been recovered and 15 people remain missing. The accident happened near Garao in Goroni, a remote area where emergency teams have faced difficulties reaching the scene. Witnesses told Reuters that children were traveling with farm workers heading toward rice fields. Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency said rescue operations were continuing. Boat accidents are common across the country, with overcrowding, poorly maintained vessels, and weak enforcement of safety rules frequently blamed. Authorities have recommended safer boats, life jackets, and better trained operators, but many measures remain poorly enforced. For rural communities, waterways remain an essential lifeline where roads and bridges are limited. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.